This episode is brought to you by Vitamin Water. So much of what the world is obsessed with starts out in New York City. It's a place full of style and character that has something for everyone. With a range of flavors to meet any kind of taste, it's no wonder Vitamin Water was born there. Colorful, flavorful, anything but boring. Vitamin Water injects a daily dose of vibrancy into a watered-down life. Grab a Vitamin Water today. Vitamin Water is a registered trademark of Glasso.
First reveal of the college football playoff rankings will be tomorrow night. We'll have all of it right here on ESPN Radio. You can watch it on ESPN. Reese Davis will be hosting it. One of the faces and voices of college football will join us to look back on a remarkable weekend in college football and give you his thoughts on what a couple of most intriguing teams where he's excited to see where they may or may not end up. RD coming up bottom half of the hour right here on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80. I'm Ian Fitzsimmons along with Mark Zeno, who's in for Amber Wilson, who's on maternity leave. And at this time, every single Monday, Lance Taylor, outstanding handicapper, host of the Next Round Alive based out of Birmingham, Alabama, joins us to give us his thoughts on Monday Night Football. LT, we always appreciate it, man. You've been on fire. Another winning weekend for you. You can check him out on Twitter, at the Lance Taylor. His website for his picks, lanceslock.com. You have two props for us tonight from Monday Night Football. It's Bucks at Kansas City, rain-soaked Arrowhead. What do you got for us, LT?
Ian, you probably will be able to get a lean on where I am going on the side in this game based on some of these props. We will start it off with Baker Mayfield. I gave him a lot of credit, got into the playoffs, won a game last year. Still that swashbuckling guy that will leads the NFL right now with 21 touchdown passes, but guess what? He's second in the NFL with 9 picks. Only Jordan Love right now has more picks than Baker Mayfield. I am playing over a half a pick, minus 160. Big number on the backside of it, but if you really start to look at this, 5 out of his 8 games, he's at least thrown 1 pick, and I think they're going to be playing a little catch-up tonight, so I think he forces some things, and obviously playing without his two best wide receivers in Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. So I like over the half interceptions, Baker Mayfield minus 160 at ESPN Bet. The other one, I am taking over 1.5 touchdown passes for Mahomes. Mahomes has had, look, it's all about Kansas City's defense right now. You look at Pat Mahomes, he's actually got more interceptions than touchdown passes. He's only gone over the 1.5 touchdown passes in 3 of his 7 games. But again, I think they're going to be playing out front. I think Mahomes plays well tonight. It's minus 150, but I'm going over 1.5 touchdown passes right there.
LT, I know you're not giving out a pick on the actual side of the game, but there's a curious reason as to why.
It seems like every time I'm home with you guys and I just give out props, we do really well. When I give a side out, it loses. Very superstitious, and if you don't believe me, I'm a huge Rams guy. And Rams needing – had to have yesterday, had to get it to 4-4 against Seattle. I felt like that, you know, outside of the final 2 minutes of the first half, they had pretty much dominated that game, especially with the defensive line. And so they're up 7, and my 17-year-old, one of his buddies, shows up. And I've just got reason to believe he's hexed me before on some games, and he came down, and Seattle goes right down and ties it up. And so I told the kid, I was like, man, I hate this, but you're going to have to leave my basement. So I got my son to go upstairs and put the game on for him up there. And, you know, after that, obviously Seattle gets stopped on a fourth down in overtime. And Stafford goes up top and walks it off with DeMarcus Robinson. So, yes, I am very superstitious.
That is LT, that's hilarious. You banned the kid from your basement. I wish the kid would have stayed down there, Zeno, because my brother coaches for the Seahawks.
I've done the same thing. You know, like I've sat in the same spot on the couch. I mean, we all have. The cosmos of the universe believe us. I know you looked at Jalen McMillan, but, you know, the other thing I looked at was Cade Otton, who, you know, last week, go back to 2 weeks ago against Baltimore when Evans went out after the first quarter, targeted 10 times, 8 receptions, 100 yards. Last week, 10 targets, 9 receptions, 2 touchdowns, over 80 yards. I mean, I look at Cade Otton tonight still as the most viable receiving option. The Chiefs are dead last in the league in receiving yards allowed to tight ends this year at nearly 80 a game. Cade Otton sitting at 53.5. I played the over.
Yeah, look, I don't blame you. You know, and that thing's been all over the place. I've seen it as high as 57.5 on Otton. And somebody asked me today when I was giving out props to him, they were like, well, is McMillan going to be most targeted guy for Baker Mayfield? And I said, when it comes to receiver, I was like, but just pure out target, it might be Otten tonight. But I feel like with McMillan really starting to learn the offense and really starting to get targeted, and you know, he was a big play guy last year for Kalen DeBoer in Washington. I think 39.5, you're getting value there.
All right, Lance Taylor, outstanding handicapper, and he's based out of Birmingham, Alabama, host of The Next Round Live. You can follow him on Twitter at the Lance Taylor. His website for picks at lanceslock.com. Joining us here as he does every Monday here on ESPN Radio with Mark Zeno. In for Amber Wilson is on maternity leave. I'm Ian Fitzsimmons. LT, just big picture from yesterday, man. You follow the league as much as anybody. What was the biggest surprise you saw yesterday on an NFL Sunday?
You know, I would say the Panthers because they don't win.
Damn.
But they beat, you know, your Saints. At least you were a Saints fan growing up. And now we see Dennis Allen is unemployed. So I don't know how big of a surprise that would have been based on the fact that they've lost seven straight. It's just like that's just a team that can't win. I can't believe the Bears. And I don't know if you guys realize, I think it's 18 straight road Sundays they have lost games now. And they weren't even competitive against the Cardinals. Obviously, the Cardinals leading the NFC West now by a half a game at 5-4. Little surprised the Bears weren't more competitive, especially after the way they lost that game in D.C. last week. And then another thing, I mean, Baltimore losing to Jameis Winston in Cleveland, and I had the Ravens -9, but that's pretty good Broncos defense. And to put a 41 spot on them, that was pretty impressive. And I think that was surprising for some people.
Well, as you look at the rest of the league right now, you know, there's one team I have my eye on that I think is a straight fade, and we watched them play last night. For me, it's the Minnesota Vikings. I think the fantasy that was September for Sam Darnold is over, and this is a team whose offense is regressing each and every week. I don't like the direction that they are headed. I know we're looking a little bit ahead here, but kind of forecast what you're seeing from Minnesota.
Yeah, you know, I don't disagree. I did fade them last week against the Rams. After that loss, their first loss to Detroit, they did get back home last night. You know, I ended up staying away from that game. You know, I think it went off at 6 with Joe Flacco getting the start there. But, looking forward, I just don't know where your numbers are going to be because they're in Jacksonville, they're in Tennessee, you know, just crap teams that you're going to be playing for. And I've kind of backed off, especially from Tennessee. I was going to play Tennessee against New England yesterday, and I've just had a lot of my clients like, please don't give out the Titans anymore. But I think you're going I think the NFL is almost as predictable or more predictable than what we're seeing right now in college football. Like I look at it and I think Baltimore's the best team in the AFC. And I think the Detroit Lions are hands down the best team in the NFC. And like, if you were to tell me right now, two teams that are going to play for the national championship, good luck. I know Oregon's number one. In the last couple of weeks, they've looked really good. But I don't feel confident Oregon's going to play for a national championship. I don't feel confident that I could tell you what SEC team would possibly play for a national championship. So I do think the NFL, it's pretty crazy. I feel a little bit better telling you I feel good one of those two teams will be in the Super Bowl, either the Ravens or the Lions.
That's crazy. I would take the field against both those teams being in the Super Bowl. I don't know why. Like, the Ravens have never been able to get over the top. And it seems every year when I get to, like, late September, I throw a future on them to win the Super Bowl, and I end up wasting my money.
They didn't have Derrick Henry before, Zeno. That's the
true.
Difference. That's the difference.
But you know what happened? You know what the difference
true.
Is? Can I explain the difference?
Middle block for Lamar. Can Lamar finally get it done in the postseason? I think Dan Campbell, I know people love him. I think he might be getting his own way when it comes to Detroit because – the guy gambles so much on these fourth downs, and you just wonder, you get deep into the postseason if one of those burns him. I just think right now, hands down, those are the two best teams in the league.
Yeah, Derrick Henry's useless when Todd Monken only calls 8 running plays in the AFC Championship game against one of the worst run defenses in the league. So Derrick Henry doesn't matter if you don't give him the damn ball. Still mad about that game, and the Ravens didn't cover it.
He's Mark Zeno. He hadn't turned to loose yet. I'm Ian Fitzsimmons. Lance Taylor joining us, as he does at this time, every Monday here on ESPN Radio. Follow him on Twitter, at the Lance Taylor. His website, lanceslock.com. All right, LT, you brought up college football. As we turn you loose here, Auburn loses to Vandy. Vandy is ranked. Florida State is 1-8. The last 5 unbeaten teams in college football are Army, BYU, Indiana, Miami, and then Oregon. If we were wagering on who would be the last 5 unbeatens, I'd go 1-4 right, at this time, if we bet it back in August. What do you make of the state of college football right now, especially right now where you make your home in the SEC?
I love it. I mean, I love the fact that it used to be a top-heavy sport, and now when you look around week in, week out, I mean, when Kansas State is losing to Houston and Iowa State goes down to Texas Tech, Clemson gets run off their own field against a three-loss Louisville team. I love the unknown week in, week out. It gets a little complicated when you're giving out picks, although we're on the last 3 weeks in college football, 37-22 heater. But I do love where we are in college football, man. It's just I couldn't tell you, like, I think there's 25 teams alive. I mean, if you go through the standings right now for 12 playoff spots, again, I don't feel really confident that there is a massive favorite. I know the unanimous number one right now is the Oregon Ducks. But, you know, I still don't know, you know, how good they actually are. Are they elite? I don't know if we've got an elite team in college football.
All right, you got 30 seconds on this one. Jason Kelce apologized for smashing that punk kid's cell phone during Monday Night Countdown. So what was your reaction when you saw Kelce smashing that punk kid's cell phone at Penn State?
This probably sounds bad. I didn't have a problem with it, you know.
I didn't either.
Yeah, that's what you get.
The word. You can't say the word. If he doesn't say the word, you're gold, right?
Right. Yep, that was the thing that will get you beat, absolutely.
Well, again, we have too many. I'm the get-off-my-lawn guy right now, but I'm proudly going to say this. We got too many of these younger kids, okay, who have been keyboard heroes for too long, and then want to decide they want to grow a pair to find out somebody's got a much bigger pair who's been a lot older, who's been through much tougher battles and wars than you have, kid. So keep typing from your keyboard and take it from somebody else, okay? We'll find out who a real tough guy is when push comes to shove. Keep running your mouth.
Why do I feel we're going to do more on this with Zeno later on, LT? Hey, man, we'll talk to you next week. Thank you so much for the time, man. Let's cash some tickets.
Yeah, see you boys. Let's win.
All right, man. Lance Taylor every Monday right here on ESPN Radio. He's got over a half a pick, meaning Baker Mayfield throws a pick, and over 1.5 touchdown passes from Patrick Mahomes. Zeno, quickly, for people just tuning in, you have your props tonight for Monday Night Football about to kick off.
It's all about Kate Otten. Anytime touchdown and over 53.5 receiving yards.
Let's go, man. Monday Night Football. Bucks and the Chiefs. Double up to catch up or double up to get up. It's Monday Night Football against the man. That was Lance Taylor on the Dr. Pepper call-in line with a Monday Night Football preview brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Zeno will tell us why his mama thinks he's a complete degenerate. Can't wait to hear this one on ESPN Radio.
BetMGM presents Upping the Action with Jamie Foxx.
It's basketball season, baby. When you're playing with BetMGM, you don't need to be 7 feet tall with a 7 foot wingspan to get into the action. Oh, you're betting with the big boys now. I'm talking over points, under assists, and exact rebounds all day. Fadeaway jumper from the left wing hitting nothing but net type of vibe. This basketball season, download the BetMGM app.
And get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. U.S. promotional offers not available in Nevada, New York, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. for New York. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. Arizona called 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Massachusetts 1-800-327-5050. Iowa 1-800-BETS-OFF. Puerto Rico called 1-800-981-0023. West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Finding the right employee for your company is tough. One wrong hire can be a major setback. You're not alone if you face this. A recent survey by Robert Half shows nearly half of hiring managers readily admit to making a bad hire. Luckily, there's a solution. With Robert Half's specialized recruiter's experience combined with our award-winning AI, you can have the right skilled professional in place quickly. We understand what it takes to build winning teams because at Robert Half, we know talent. Discover how we can help at roberthalf.com/talent.
We're underway. Monday Night Football. Chiefs have the ball to start the game at a rain-soaked Arrowhead. Patrick Mahomes just hit Travis Kelce over the middle of the field. Bad haircut and all for Kelce. It's not, actually, he needs a haircut. So we will keep you up to date as to everything going on in Monday Night Football with James Steele, producer, Rachel Robinson, executive producer. Because right now we're saying she's executive because James Steele is a diehard Chiefs fan. He is going to dial out now for the remaining hour and 40 minutes of this program because he will be, well, focused on his beloved chefs and not so much this show. Mark Zeno's in for Amber Wilson. I'm Ian Fitzsimmons. Now we do, but James, before you completely dial out, explain to people, well, let's go back a week and a half. Kennesaw State was Zeno's pick on a random Tuesday night. Kennesaw State catching 27.5. And we had an outright W from Zeno, and we were riding Kennesaw State throughout the entire show. Now we are riding another team tonight, or two teams. We have an underplay in college basketball. Now this came way out of left field. Zeno, Rachel, and myself have jumped on board to the ESPN producers text chain, which the play came from Devin Kane, and that is?
St. Bonaventure and I don't even know who's a C.
Cal State Northridge.
Cal State Northridge.
Thank you, Zeno.
No idea. It's just like CSU.
The Matadors, baby, the Matadors.
What did we bet again?
We bet the under. It was the under. So Devin Kane, who produces Freddie and Harry on before us, 3-7 Eastern on ESPN Radio, text the group chain I'm on with a couple other of us here on the production side with just a screenshot of this game and the over under. He just said hammer the under. It was 143.5, and so I hammered the under and we're looking pretty okay right now. It's
so you gave it to the rest of us after the game tipped, team player there, but you did finally offer it up, and so Zeno and I jumped in at 128.5 on ESPN bet live wager, and the score right now is
39-30.
Carry the 269. Got it. Okay, we're okay. How much time's left?
12:57 in the second.
Yes,
half.
That's what we like to hear.
Let's not talk about cash and tickets, right? Let's just kind of pull this thing through, right? So we're going to follow this the rest of the way, like Kennesaw State. We have the and if you want to jump in live wager, check it out. I don't know where it is right now on ESPN Bet, but Zeno and I and Rachel all jumped in at 128.5.
When so, I checked, it was 119.5, just for the live on ESPN Bet.
Yeah, know. Anything 120, I would stay away from right now.
Don't jump in with us on this one. Then, yeah, I'm with you, Zeno.
She already jumped in when you guys jumped in.
I'm talking about the audience. You're listening, right? Maybe you might sweat a little bit, but hey, look, if you're betting, you're sweating. So there you go. All right, now. With Mark Zeno in for Amber Wilson, who's on maternity leave. I'm Ian Fitzsimmons here on ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Why does your mom, Zeno, think you are a degenerate?
Well, there's a lot of reasons, but today she told me
I should probably
go seek help after I had this conversation with her today. Look, obviously, and this is not going to turn into a political discussion, but the election tomorrow and everything, I said to my mother, I said, you know, I'm probably going to place a wager on the other side of where I voted. Because at least then I'm hedging my emotions and I'm going to win some money out of it. So if the side I vote for doesn't win, at least I win money.
You can bet on who wins?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I said.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Really? Not on a lot of the bet, obviously.
No. You got to go offshore books. The offshore books all carry those odds. Absolutely.
James is laughing. Rachel's rubbing her forehead, like, oh my God.
My mother said to me, she goes, you need help. You have a problem.
Look, I didn't know where this was going. I left for a moment to go, hydration leads to urination. I came back, and all of a sudden I hear you all talking about why your mom thinks you are a degenerate. I had no idea it had to deal with the presidential election tomorrow night. I did not know that you could actually wager on who or who does not win.
But isn't that smart? Like, I mean, at least if what I vote for doesn't win, at least I win some money.
All right. Now we can take this to sports. And your mom, look, he's not a degenerate. He's smart because you are correct, Mark. Either way you win.
Yes.
Let's say it's an arbitrary number of $50, right? So, yep. Either you're cashing 50, or your guy or woman won, right?
Yes.
So, there you go. Let's take this to sports. I went to the University of Alabama for 6.5 years, being a bookie and a bartender, bad combo to get out in four. Ain't going to happen, right? But so a guy that one of my best friends there was a man named Jay Weber, diehard Tennessee Volunteers fan, going to the University of Alabama. What's one of the biggest rivalries in college football?
Tennessee-Alabama.
Third Saturday in October.
Mm-hmm.
He would wager on – but he's a diehard Vols fan going to Alabama. Again, I want to emphasize that. He would bet $50 every year. To this day, he does it. I think his brother Philip, younger brother Philip Weber, also does it. He would bet $50 on Alabama. So if his Vols won, bragging rights around campus – mm-hmm. Walking around in orange for a week, and you're good to go. Cost you $55. If his beloved Vols lost, you still made money. So
exactly.
So either way, you're cashing a ticket.
Yes.
I understand exactly where you're coming from. Your mom needs to
It's okay to hedge your happiness.
Yes.
It's okay to hedge your happiness. 100%. I mean, if I end up losing the bet, there's at least I feel like, everything else went my way. But if it doesn't go my way that way, then guess what? I got a little coin in my pocket. So let's go celebrate.
The kids because are eating probably out tonight.
If I win the bet, I'm probably going to want to start drinking anyway. So that's neither here nor there. But regardless, I got a little extra coin in my pocket. So I have no problem hedging my happiness. I'm often in a position to hedge my happiness.
Why don't more people do that? Where if you're in a rivalry game, bet on the rival, root for your team, and therefore, no matter what, one way or the other, you're getting something in return.
Yep. 100%. Like, I don't understand why fans don't do that more. I mean, for crying out loud, like, I had a future on the Yankees to win the World Series. I was betting the Dodgers every single game.
And you end up cashing tickets.
And I end up I end up winning more money than I did on the future. So, hey, I mean –
would you have been happy losing that money? Yes, because you're beloved Yanks, right? But instead, you're eating steaks right now because you've been on the Dodgers.
Giddy up.
4-1, done and done. Reese Davis gives you a little feel for what you might see tomorrow night in the college football playoff rankings reveal right here on ESPN Radio.
In college football, a solid defensive line protects the end zone. And when it comes to fire safety, quality smoke alarms can help you protect your home. That's where Kidde comes in. Their alarms detect smoke over 25% faster, so you can react when seconds count. Plus, they're quick and easy to install, so you can help protect your home turf and get back to watching your team. Defend your game time with Kidde and the Home Depot. How doers get more done. 29% faster average smoke detection based on internal testing of smoldering wood fires for Kidde 9th edition versus leading competitor 8th edition products. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Untuckit or Allbirds, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling, on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Untuckit uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/network.
Zeno in for Amber Wilson, who's on maternity leave. I'm Ian Fitzsimmons. You're on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80. This is Amber and Ian, presented by Progressive Insurance. Let's bring in a man who has perfect hair every single Saturday, man. That part looks like somebody dropped an axe. Bam! right there on the side of his head. It doesn't get any better. The lettuce is tight. And I'm talking about Reese Davis from ESPN's College Game Day. RD, we always appreciate the time, man. College football rankings, the first reveal is tomorrow night. You'll have it on ESPN. We'll have it here on ESPN Radio. We'll touch on that in a moment. First, RD, let's go back to last weekend. All eyes were in the Big Ten. Ohio State at Penn State. Game day was there. Remarkable scene. What did you take, your number one takeaway from what Ohio State did against number three Penn State by rushing it for nearly what? I think net yards, he ended up buck 75, but gross nearly 200 yards on 40 carries. That was my number one takeaway. They manhandled him. What did you see?
I thought so, and I thought Penn State showed a lot of grit, but I thought Ohio State did impose its will physically. They did so on the line of scrimmage, but the other place they did is the real separation between these two teams at this point in time, in my judgment. Oh, Penn State doesn't have enough difference-making dudes on the outside. Now, they have good players. I don't want this misconstrued. They've got really, really good players. You don't go to Penn State and be a wide receiver and not be a good player. You know, you're a good player. But I feel like that at this level, they've got a lot of dudes who would be great complementary players, and they need someone who is dangerous out there, like Jeremiah Smith. They don't make many of those, but like Emeka Abuka, like Ryan Williams, like Kyron Lacy, any number of guys, like Trey Harris. You know, guys like that who are major difference makers on the outside to complement the guy who's probably the best tight end in the game, in Tyler Warren. They've got two outstanding backs. So my two takeaways were, like you, the physical dominance that Ohio State had, particularly with its reshuffled offensive line. They were challenged, and they answered the challenge because they were pretty ungood against Nebraska. And then beyond that, it was the way they were able to lock down the outside and say, okay, see if you can consistently beat us 8 yards at a time. Because Kotelnicki was scheming up stuff that against some teams might get you 40. And against Ohio State, it was getting you 7.5. You know, it was right. Working, yeah. but they couldn't. It was working to be a positive play, but it wasn't an explosive play. And those were my two big takeaways from that game. That and the fact that the two best teams right now, in my judgment, are Oregon and Ohio State. Now, Georgia still remains the team I would be hesitant to bet against, but they're certainly showing some shakiness. And I think Texas is right there, too. But in terms of consistency and performance and getting a win like that on that stage, I would say those two teams have been the combination of best and most consistent.
We all know that, you know, Ryan Day and the Ohio State Buckeyes, it's title or bust. But there has been a vocal minority the last couple of years screaming for his head on a block, which to me is insane when the guy's overall record is 61-9. In the short term, did that win, in your opinion, what did it do for at Penn State in shutting a lot of those people up?
Well, until they play Indiana in a couple of weeks. But look,
I might
man,
be there for that one.
Yeah, I'm not the, isn't it? The, I don't know which Godfather. I think it's maybe the first one. Isn't this? This is the business we've chosen.
Yep.
Look, man. If you're coaching at Ohio State, Alabama, Notre Dame, places like that, Michigan, with a rich history. Although I'm not sure there's quite the heat at Michigan that there are at the other places I mentioned. It's the greatest thing in the world, but everything comes with a cost. And the cost at a place like Ohio State is that they expect perfection. They think it's their birthright to beat Michigan, but it's not. I mean, there are a number of years where they couldn't beat Michigan. And just because Harbaugh put together for a, two, 3 year stretch, the best program in the Big Ten, best teams in the Big Ten for that, span of time, and they beat you and they were better than you, doesn't mean that Ohio State's not good or that Ryan Day's not excellent. His record is sensational. And I still, I know there are people that are upset about it, but I think as human beings, all of us, tend to listen to the noise in the vocal minority because it's something that's unpleasant to hear. Nobody wants to hear that they're not good at their job or they can't win or whatever. And no matter how many attaboys you get or no matter how many people say Ryan Day is one of the top coaches in college football, when you hear, if you don't beat Michigan, you should be fired. You know, if you, you know, you lost again in a big game at Oregon, you should be fired. It gets to you, but you have to also remember that it's not very many people really think that, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, so you have to keep it in perspective, but it's very hard when it is about you. But hopefully that at least appeased them until the Hoosiers come call.
Reese Davis, one of the faces of college football, joining us here on ESPN Radio, looking back on a remarkable Saturday in the college game and getting you ready for the college football rankings reveal, episode one, tomorrow night on ESPN and right here on ESPN Radio, joining us here on Amber and Ian. And, Artie, does this not sum up what we've seen so far this year in college football? Florida State is 1-8, and Vandy is ranked.
Let that sink in, right? And Vandy's not far from being ranked higher.
Right.
I mean, they had a really good shot to win at Missouri. They do have a bad loss to Georgia State. And oddly enough, for whatever reason, I was watching the end of that game with my guy, Del McGee, leading Georgia State, you know, from the sidelines and then coming down and winning the game. But that's still a game Vanderbilt needs to win. You know, an SEC team needs to win that game. So they have a bad loss. They're not invincible. But they're also a play or two away from their record being even better. So it's a sensational job. And Florida State has come apart like a $39 suit. I mean, they're just, you know, the seams have come off. They finished 1-7 in the ACC. That's almost impossible to think of how that could have happened. They look as if they need a complete reset, and the type of reset that won't come until the off season. And, you know, it is one of the hardest things. One of the reasons I've admired Kirk Ferentz, because Kirk has turned Iowa around a couple of times over his long tenure there when it looks like, okay, it's slipped. And, you know, okay, that was a good run he had. And then lo and behold, he turns it around and they're back in there fighting for, in the old days, the Big Ten West. And, you know, and this year they're putting points up, so he's doing it again. This is a major challenge for Mike Norvell, who I believe to be a good football coach. But when it goes this far south, and I'm not sure Iowa ever went this far south. When it's gotten this far off the track, it is a colossal undertaking to try to get it going again, no matter how good you are, because it's going to take probably some type of reboot in philosophy, whether that's adjusting the way you approach the portal. All of those things, you know, recruiting, facility, staffing, do you need to change that? You know, do you need to double down on your quarterback recruiting so you can have developmental guys that are being developed along the way, so you don't have to, you know, and look, I feel bad for DJ, but Uyangalele didn't work out. And, you know, so you don't have to risk it all on a guy working out. And it's a real challenge. And it's not an easy thing to do. And it's one of the things that, as you look at Indiana, Ian, which, speaking of Florida State's 1-8 or whatever, and Vanderbilt ranked, and Indiana's undefeated.
Yeah, think about this. State of college football, the five unbeatens: BYU, Army, Indiana, Miami, Oregon. If you're a wagering man, and I am, I'd have gone 1-4. Right? I mean, that's the state of college football.
No question.
Reese Davis, host of College Game Day, one of the faces of college football, joining us here on ESPN Radio. RD, College Football Rankings, episode one tomorrow night. You'll be anchoring all the coverage, as you always do. Give me a couple teams that you are most intrigued by to see where they end up in this first rankings reveal.
I think the first was one we were just talking about,
Indiana.
I mean, me too. They're undefeated, but, you know, they haven't played, you know, a murderer's row schedule yet. The bulk of their games, you know, are coming here toward the end. I'm looking right now, and their strength of schedule up to this point in the season is 103rd. Their remaining strength of schedule is 14, so they have some challenging games ahead. Certainly Ohio State most most notable among those. But I think seeing what they do with Indiana and maybe also seeing what they do with Notre Dame, because Notre Dame has a really, really good win, outstanding win on the opening night of the season. They've also got probably the worst loss among the group. And, you know, with the loss to Northern Illinois. And I'll tell you, low-key, a team that won't be in the top 12, I don't think, tomorrow night, but low-key, a team that will be really interesting will be Alabama. Because I was looking, you know, it's an elimination game this weekend for Alabama and LSU. But do you know that Alabama, you know, we've like, pulled up all these teams. I just mentioned Indiana, strength of schedule, Clemson. I have to update it, but last week, prior to Louisville, they played one game against a team with a winning record at all, and it was Georgia, and they got clobbered. Then the second one they played against a team with a winning record, they got clobbered. Alabama, on the other end of that, Alabama hasn't played a single team with a losing record. Not one. Not even their guaranteed games. You know, like South Florida's 500, Western Kentucky, who they beat, you know, lower level conference within FBS, I know, but they're like 6-2. I mean, everybody, even their FCS game in a couple of weeks against Mercer, they're like 8-1. You know, so I'll be interested to see, you know, what the committee does with them, because I think for a lot of people watching Alabama, they've, you know, the football judgment side of you would look at that and say, there were a lot of penalties. Very sloppy against Tennessee, kind of sloppy against South Carolina, but they won. Certainly not their best effort against Vanderbilt, although Vanderbilt, you know, seemed like a bad loss at the time, probably relative to talent still is, but Vanderbilt's a good team, you know, and they caught them and they won the game and they deserved it. So it'll be interesting, I think, watching from that standpoint, how do you balance, because everybody's always said for years Alabama, not just them, but Alabama, Ohio State, Georgia, got the benefit of the doubt because people look at them and they look great, and maybe their resumes haven't been the same. Alabama's resume is pretty stout.
Whew, you know, man, I didn't realize it until you said it, man. That's impressive, RD. It really is. I had no earthly idea they have not played a team with a losing record all year long. That's
I'm looking at it, and I think, Ian, I could be wrong. Let's see, Oklahoma's still got a winning record. I think Auburn's the only team on the schedule not made by the end. Maybe something will be different. And South Florida's sitting there right at 500. I think Auburn's the only team on the schedule that has a losing record and probably will wind up with a losing record. Now, that doesn't mean they should be ranked highly. I'm saying, how do you balance that with a great win against Georgia? Obviously, tough schedule, but they haven't really looked great, you know, really since the first half of the Georgia game. They haven't looked the part. So, you know, how much football judgment will be applied there and will actually oddly work against them, maybe in terms of in the past, maybe it's worked in their favor.
If you want to a remarkable distraction from election night, just focus in on the man with the perfect hair on ESPN. It is the College Football Rankings Reveal. RD, always appreciate it. Enjoy Paureen's, Ruffino's, all the good food down there in the Red Stick. We'll talk to you soon, my brother. Always appreciate the time.
All right, Ian.
Appreciate you, Reese. Reese Davis joining us here on ESPN Radio. The Mark Zeno in for Amber Wilson. I'm Ian Fitzsimmons. Let's react a little bit to you know, him talking about Indiana not having a top 25 win, but they are beating the snot, Zeno, out of everybody they put in front of them, along with Monday Night Football. Right now, if you're just tuning in, Kansas City leads 3-0, start of the second quarter. And, well, our Bonnie bet. The under and the Bonnies. Now we're starting to sweat. We explain right here on ESPN Radio.
This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/ESPNpod and use code ESPNpod for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ESPNpod and use code ESPNpod.
Ryan Reynolds here for, I guess, my 100th Mint commercial. No. I mean, honestly, when I started this, I thought I only have to do like 4 of these. I mean, it's unlimited premium wireless for $15 a month. How are there still people paying 2 or 3 times that much? I'm sorry, I shouldn't be victim blaming here. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch whenever you're ready.
$45 upfront payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes. See details.
The adage is, if you're betting, you're sweating. And right now, we've been betting, and we're sweating here on ESPN Radio with Mark Zeno in for Amber Wilson, as Zeno's shaking his head right now in disgust. I'm Ian Fitzsimmons, as we are presented by Progressive Insurance. Update Monday Night Football. Chiefs lead 3-0, 13 and change to go in the second quarter. Tampa Bay is driving right now. Bucky Irving starting to light up, the rookie running back out of Oregon, who I thought was a steal in the fourth round by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's starting to light up that Chiefs defensive front a little bit. So we'll keep you posted on that one, along with this in-game wager that we made. We were not alerted, Zeno, you and I, to this pick that Devin Kane, producer, Shannon and Penn, with Shannon and Penn on Freddie and Harry, had in the producer text chain. They will wager with each other, give each other picks. James Steele comes at us, about 5 minutes into the game with St. Bonaventure?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that right, Zeno?
Sounds about right. I think there was like about 16 minutes left. It was at the first time, right after the first media timeout.
Yeah, and Devin Kane said, take the under with your basically your life, 143 in the Bonnies. Against who are they playing? Cal State?
Cal State Northridge, the Matadors.
So James Steele alerts us to this. What do you and I do? And along with Rachel Robinson?
Or just jump right in.
Yeah, we live wager on ESPN Bet, 128.5. You know, put $50 down. Well, we'll join the producers, but we have now given up damn near 14 points to Tip.
Yep.
Well, James Steele, what's the score right now?
65-51.
We're dead.
How much time left?
Dead.
2.5.
Dead. Dead. Just take my money, set it on fire. James, I expect a Venmo after this. Can't come in 5 minutes late.
James, you could have told us this in our pre-show meeting.
You know, at least like when I did Kennesaw State, like the game had just kicked off. Like it had just started, right?
People don't remember, a week and a half ago, Zeno was like, we're taking Kennesaw State plus 27.5, and if you're feeling frisky, go money line. And guess what? Kennesaw State at 0-18 against a one-loss squad, bam, not only covers a 27.5, wins outright. I think it was 26-21. Now James tries to return the favor, but he was a little late in giving it to us. What did we go in our college picks? I went 5-1 again, and bet to your hands bleed. You had another winning. If you and 4-2, I would just – bet what we tell each other and bet to your hands bleed on Fridays, we'd have a house in the mountains. We've made James a little bit of money. James, you could have shared this knowledge. Yeah.
And way to pay us back. Thank you.
Yeah, just tell us.
Is this when I tell you guys I got it at 131.5 because I had faster fingers than you?
I don't really think that's going to help you, to be honest with you.
James, I mean, what do you say for yourself right now?
I'm gonna win money. So sorry, guys.
Oh, you're a jerk.
I tell you what, you are now being removed from the bet to your hands bleed text chain, and you are now going to be done. Out. You're out.
You never heard leave no man behind. You just left men behind. Okay, we are cut and bleeding on the battlefield, and you just walked right out and said, "I got money."
This is not a focus group of one team.
Bucks just scored a touchdown.
Now that's dead. Way to go. I hope your Chiefs lose outright.
They might.
I hope
so. I'm very good right now.
We have my survivor pool.
We have the Chiefs minus 9, and the total, what was it again, 46?
I mean, what a spot to lay an egg tonight for the Chiefs. Really?
Right there. Look,
it's going to happen sometime. Can't win them all.
That goes back to the average margin of victory in the NFL over the last 10 years is 6.3 points per game. So, what do? We lay the 9. We're just brilliant. I mean, we are just Mensa members around here as we are presented by Progressive Insurance. We need it right now, some insurance. Progressive offers a great price, round-the-clock protection when bundling home and auto. It's one of those rare times where you could save money and get something great. Bundle today at progressive.com. Now, Zeno, when watching this Chiefs and Bucks game, I mentioned it in passing, but Bucky Irving, to me, Chiefs, Bucks running back, was a steal in the fourth round out of Oregon. How did this guy last that long?
Because people don't value running backs. I mean, it's essentially what it boils down
to. But fourth round, man, on this guy. Wow.
Again, you know, as a Giants fan, we go back to the drafting of Saquon Barkley. Letting him go wasn't a mistake. Drafting him two overall was a mistake. Because you put too much value on a guy that can't hold that value. So, and I ought to tell you that a guy like Bucky Irvin is available in the fourth round who's been fantastic. I mean, their other running back, Rashad White. I mean, you know, they're running backs all over the draft and anywhere easy to be found, especially if you have good blocking up front. You could turn any running back basically into a productive back, and that's a big part of the problem here as far as the value for these guys.
You know who could have had Bucky Irving in the fourth round? The Dallas Cowboys.
Dallas Cowboys, yeah.
You know who could have had Carson Steele as an undrafted free agent now toting the rock for the Kansas City Chiefs?
The Dallas
out of
Cowboys.
UCLA? The Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, Cowboys could have signed Kareem Hunt.
Could have had Derrick Henry, who trains where?
In Dallas?
Dallas during the offseason. What do the Cowboys do? None of that. What are the Cowboys right now? Plumbers, end of the pipes. One of the best head coaches in college football that you might not even know his name, but his team is ranked in the top 15, joins us next here on ESPN Radio.